We turn now to big news out of the Justice Department. The interim U.S. attorney in Manhattan and two senior prosecutors in Washington have resigned. Their resignations are tied to the decision by the Trump Justice Department to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas is covering all of this and joins us now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
Okay, I realize this news just broke this afternoon. What are you hearing so far?
So first off, the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Danielle Sassoon, has resigned. She's a veteran prosecutor with a conservative legal pedigree. She clerked, for example, for the Supreme Court Justice, the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who, of course, is a legal icon on the right. The Trump administration had tapped Sassoon to lead the U.S. attorney's office in Manhattan last month on an interim basis. But then 3 days ago, the acting number two official in the Trump Justice Department, Emil Bove, directed her in a memo to drop the corruption case against Eric Adams, a New York City mayor. Now, Bove said in his memo that this decision wasn't based on the evidence in the case. Instead, he alleges that the case against Adams, who is a Democrat, was politically motivated, even though it was brought during the Biden administration. The memo also says the case should be dropped because it interferes with Adams' ability to help the Trump administration with immigration enforcement. Now, it is highly unusual for department leadership to interfere like this in a case. Former prosecutors say that it's shocking. Sassoon says in a letter to the attorney general that the law doesn't support dropping the case. She cannot in good faith move to do so. And so she has decided to quit over it.
Wow. Okay. Has the Justice Department said anything about any of this?
The Justice Department I contacted, they did not respond. But I did obtain an eight-page letter from Bove to Sassoon in which he says that he accepts her resignation. He also accuses her of losing sight of her oath by suggesting that she has the discretion to interpret the Constitution in a way that is inconsistent with the policies of the Attorney General and a democratically elected president. Now, in this letter, Bove also says that two of the prosecutors who worked the Eric Adams case are being placed on leave. He says that those two prosecutors and Sassoon will be investigated by the Office of the Attorney General and the department's internal unit that handles allegations of misconduct. Just an aside here, one of those line prosecutors is a U.S. Army veteran and a winner of two Bronze Stars.
Okay, so practically speaking, what happens to the Adams case now?
Well, Bove says in his letter that the case is being taken over by the Justice Department and it will move to dismiss the prosecution in court. But there's pushback to that move as well. Sources tell me and our colleague Carrie Johnson that the Adams case was reassigned to the Public Integrity Section at the Justice Department here in Washington. The acting head of that section, John Keller, and his supervisor, Kevin Driscoll, both resigned today instead of taking on the Adams case. And that gives you a sense of the pushback from within the Justice Department to this, again, highly unusual effort by the Trump Department leadership to insert itself into this case to try to get it dropped. In the legal world, I have to say, this is a very big deal, and there may, of course, be more ripple effects to come.
Very big deal indeed. That is NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you.